From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that an immigrants' rights organization in Seattle reports that the 8-year-old Salvadorian boy being held in federal custody at an unidentified Kingston facility is now back with his mother. Blanca Orantes Lopez was last reported in Texas before being reunited with Abel Alexander. The two had been separated in May, one of the 2,500 children separated from their parents under President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Raul R. Alvarez of the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project in Seattle would not say where they were, but wrote in an email that, and I quote, "I am happy to report that she has since been released from detention in Texas and has been reunited with her son, Abel," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Port of Coeymans wants to make their temporary expansion into Hudson permanent. 4 years ago, the port was allowed to temporarily expand to work on the Tappan Zee Bridge project. Last week, a subsidiary of port owner Carver Laraway asked the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the State Department of Environmental Conservation for permanent status for the riverfront complex of trestles and cranes. Some of those cranes extend more than 270 feet into the Hudson River from the port. Nearing predicts that approval for the expansion, and I quote, could make the privately owned port a more direct competitor of the publicly owned Port of Albany, which has been controlled by the state-appointed commission representing Albany and Rensselaer since the 1930s, end quote. Large cranes and trestles added 4 years ago were supposed to be removed, but now General Counsel George McHugh said August 1st they hope to keep them and lure other businesses there. Rich Hendricks, general manager of the Port of Albany, said if Laraway's request is approved, and I quote, "it will certainly benefit him up here. When I say something is going to be temporary, it stays temporary," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Fence Post reports that Senate leaders named 9 conferees of the Farm Bill August 1st, and Kirsten Gillibrand did not get picked. Senate Democrats put the less senior Senator Heidi Hancamp of North Dakota on the panel to work out the differences between the House and Senate versions of the Farm Bill. Hancamp has a tough re-election this fall in a state in which agriculture is particularly important to the economy, while Gillibrand represents a blue state where she is expected to win in November against Republican Chili Chiavecchi Farley. Congressperson Paul Tonko, who represents all of Albany County and a part of Rensselaer County, was named by Nancy Pelosi to the conference committee July 19th. Representative John R. Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, did not get named by Paul Ryan among Republicans on the committee that will attempt to work out the differences between the versions of H.R. 2, the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018. Read the full story at the Fence Post. Many endorsements are being announced for the general election in November and the state primary election in September. The Civil Service Employees Association endorsed several Republican state Senate candidates, including incumbents George Amador and James Seward. MoveOn.org is backing congressional candidate Antonio Delgado, the Democrat challenging Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, in the 19th congressional district election in New York. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York City Democratic candidate for Congress, has endorsed Zephyr Teachout for New York State Attorney General in the September primary. Columbia Green Media reports that Cairo Durham Elementary School's new principal, Christopher Stein, started August 1st. Stein and new assistant principal Danielle Check will host a meet and greet with parents and students at 9 a.m. August 14th in the elementary school's large cafeteria. Stein was recently a principal in Flushing, Queens, and Check has worked in the district since 2015 as an interim assistant principal at the school last year. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.